Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, Kansas State Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to provide some farm stress tips and visit all the upcoming events from K-State Extension, like the upcoming county fairs in both Canton and McPherson. But first, July brings warm temperatures and more commitment for our ag community. With wheat harvest finishing up, our thoughts move to putting up hay, weed control in our fields, checking livestock in the pasture, and preparing for fall harvest. The life of the Kansas farmer doesn't slow down much this time of year. Here at K-State Extension, McPherson County, we are busy planning events, programs, and activities from all segments in our office. Please look over our coming events to find an educational activity that interests you. There are lots of activities scheduled for the family to take part in. Take some time to learn something new this summer at an extension program. And in my extension news, we all know starting or taking over a family farm operation is a stressful task, and failing to plan for the impact stress can have on mental health poses real risks for any family. K-State Extension is working with conversations with farmers about stress and offer support to those who need it. We know how hard it can be for a farmer who values self-reliance and grit to ask for help. Sometimes you feel isolated and alone. Maybe your farm isn't going through the stressors that your neighbors are. When you're looking for resources and you're drawing a blank, K-State Extension is a great place to turn. It connects you with your local community, mentor groups, peer groups, and other people who have been there before and are going through some of the same stressors at the same time. Nationwide, programs like this are helping farmers reflect, plan ahead, and find strength in connection. To learn more about the strategies to help farmers and ranchers manage stress, get in contact with an extension office near you. We can help find help for you, a family member, or even a neighbor in your community. In my area news, we do have two fairs in our county that start here in July. The first is our McPherson County Fair in Canton that has a junior rodeo July 12th, with the fair starting on the 16th, with the rodeos being this year on Thursday and Friday nights, and the demolition derby on Saturday night. Please note the change. 4-H and open class exhibits will be on display Thursday through Saturday. At our McPherson County 4-H Fair, it starts July 25th and ends with the livestock premium sale Monday night, the 28th. The Rural Appreciation Picnic will be at 5:30 on Friday, July 25th, with a food auction to follow. This picnic is an annual tradition to celebrate with the agricultural community. The picnic is sponsored by members of the McPherson County Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Financial Services. The Rural Appreciation Picnic is a way that we can celebrate with our ag producers and families for their contributions to our way of life. In my community news, the Mound Ridge Farmers Market is open Saturdays from 8 till 11 and again Tuesdays from 5 till 7 at the museum at 406 West Cole Street in Mound Ridge. Come rain or shine, vendors have something for everyone at the Mound Ridge Farmers Market. And on our extension calendar, Teach and Taste is set for Wednesday, July 9th, starting at 6:30 right here at the McPherson County Extension Office, 600 West Woodside here in McPherson. Come learn about a new recipe to try out on your family, as this is a hands-on program where you get to make the recipe right along with the extension specialist. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone had a wonderful 4th of July weekend.